is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Major mistakes to avoid after an accident in New York. Making these mistakes after an accident can ruin your chances of getting what you deserve. Despite the stress of the moments after an accident, there are very important tasks you must complete right now. There are also actions that you should not take. But unless you're familiar with what happens after an accident, you probably don't know what these actions are. Mistake number one, underestimating your injuries. Misjudging how severe your injuries are is a common mistake people make after an accident. Underestimating your injuries after an accident can hurt you in two ways. Number one, failing to diagnose the injury prevents you to treat the injury. And number two, make it seem like you're not really hurt. Don't say you're okay. If you're tempted to say, I'm fine, I'm okay, everything is all right after an injury, don't do it. Neglecting to seek medical care. Failure to seek medical care after an accident can be disastrous to your health. How can your injuries get better if you never get treatment?
Mistake number two, waiting too long to act. You don't have all the time in the world to take action after you suffer a personal injury. In fact, the deadlines on your legal rights, called statutes of limitations, are just one of the reasons you need to act fast. What exactly does it mean to take action after an accident? Filing a personal injury lawsuit may seem a long way off, but the success of your cases hinges on the steps you take right now. If you wait to get medical care, you're not documenting the full extent of your injuries while putting your health at a greater risk. If you wait to start investigating the accident, crucial pieces of evidence might have vanished. Video surveillance footage gets lost, erased. Witnesses forget details, move, change contact information. If you wait to reach out to a lawyer, you may have a hard time finding one willing to take on your case. An experienced attorney does not want to handle a case if there's not enough time to prepare it successfully. If you wait too long to file a lawsuit, typically 3 years from the date of the accident, you'll miss the statute of limitations completely. You'll have no chance of ever getting compensation for your claim. We're not saying this to overwhelm you, but the damage you can do by waiting too long is significant, and unfortunately, it's an easy mistake to make. You always want to take any action to do it starting your claim sooner rather than later. Mistake number three, giving too much information to the insurance company. Trusting the insurance company too much can ruin your accident claim. Insurance adjusters aren't on your side. Their job is to save the insurance company money. That means paying you less. If you have an insurance company that's involved in the claim, which basically would be the case only in a motor vehicle accident, you have a legal obligation to that insurer. Give your insurance company the basic information about the accident that's required by law, and only this basic information. But don't give any of the insurance companies details they're not entitled to. Don't talk about fault or about your injuries right now. Don't agree to give a recorded statement. None of these actions will ever help you. They only help the insurance company. There's only one safe way to handle insurance company interactions without making a mistake that ruins your accident claim, and that's to hire a lawyer who will communicate with the insurance companies on your behalf.
Mistake number 4, failing to call the police. Don't let the other driver talk you out of calling 911. No matter how minor the damage may seem, no matter how sorry the other driver claims to be, you need to report the accident. In New York State, reporting a crash isn't just a smart decision. It's something those involved are legally required to do. Why does a police accident report matter? Without getting your body and your car checked out by the right professional, you really don't know if the accident will have any serious consequences. So you need to document. Mistake number 5, admitting fault. Whether you're talking to the police, the other driver, a witness, or an insurance company, you should not take the blame for an accident. Saying that you are at fault is one of the biggest mistakes you can make after an accident, and it might not even be true. Mistake number 6, failing to gather evidence. Remember how failing to act quickly is one of the main mistakes people make after an accident. Not collecting evidence right away is a key part of taking action early. You should start gathering evidence even while you're waiting for the police to arrive. Here are some early steps you can take. Get the names and contact information of all witnesses and ask for their statements now. Don't wait. They want their accounts while the accident is still fresh in their mind. Use the camera features on your mobile phone to take pictures of the accident scene.
Mistake number 7. Accepting a quick settlement. A fast settlement isn't a full settlement. Don't make the mistake of agreeing to accept less money than you deserve. This happens all the time. An adjuster might say to you that the insurer wants to settle quickly to help you, so you can put everything behind you. Don't do it. Mistake number 8. Signing anything from the insurance company. Remember, even your own insurance company isn't on your side. You need to be careful agreeing to anything, especially in writing. That's why our accident lawyers recommend always speaking to an experienced personal injury attorney before you sign any forms from the insurance company. Otherwise, you could end up accidentally signing away your legal rights. Releases. When you accept a settlement for any portion of a claim, you'll have to sign a form releasing that party from further financial responsibility. Basically, you agree that you won't try to sue again for a claim when you've already gotten money for those damages. But some releases contain language that strips you of further legal rights. If you sign these documents, you might lose your opportunity to pursue a claim against any defendant, not just the one already sending you a check for this accident. This isn't fair, but it happens, which is why you need to be careful when signing a release. An experienced personal injury attorney will help you understand what you are signing and the consequences of it.
Mistake number 9. Using Facebook and other social media sites. Using social media after an accident can be risky. When you share updates about your accident or medical condition, or even seemingly simply updates about your life, you're helping the other side build a case against you. Insurance adjusters commonly use social media to spy on claimants. They look for posts and photographs that contradict your claim. They seize on innocent statements and pictures that they can twist to weaken your credibility. If you say that you're feeling better, the insurer can argue that your injuries aren't serious or that they are not permanent. A photograph of a hobby, a trip, or a special occasion can be used to make it look like the accident hasn't really affected your life, even if it clearly has. Mistake number 10, failing to call a personal injury attorney. Your insurance adjusters may tell you that you don't need a lawyer, but that's only because the insurance company doesn't want you to have one. Why? It's bad for their business. Studies show that accident victims who hire lawyers recover 3.5 times more compensation than those who don't. Paying out more money in claims may be bad news for the insurance company, but it's good news for you. After all, you naturally want to get the full amount of money you deserve. Retaining an experienced personal injury attorney will increase your chances of obtaining the best possible compensation. For a free consultation with the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Every day, thousands of people get injured in accidents, many of which are due to someone else's negligence. The difference between getting the right compensation and getting nothing often starts with finding the right attorney. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. Their attorneys are experienced in the complex area of personal injury law. Get the right legal team that understands you. The consultation is free. No settlement, no fee. Let Figueroa & Associates help you get compensated for your injuries. Call now.
To schedule an appointment, call 1-855-768-8845. That is 1-855-768-8845.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.